90.5 WKAR, its current state for Wednesday. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thank you for joining us. The Greater Lansing Orchid Society's annual show and sale is coming up this weekend. Current state Scott Pohl joins me now with more. I know, Scott, orchids have a reputation for being tough to grow successfully. Is it really that hard?
Well, Bill Porter would say no, as long as you treat your orchids right. Porter's Orchids is located near Grand Ledge. He's been growing orchids for decades, starting with lights in a basement. He built a large greenhouse facility almost 20 years ago. The climate control is computerized, and it's linked to a weather station on the roof to maintain perfect conditions under a lot of natural light. Porter waters his orchids by hand with rainwater and snowmelt. Bill Porter and I talked about a variety of topics, including what he thinks a beginner trying to grow orchids should think about to get off to a good start.
Well, they need to consider where they're going to grow the orchid to be successful. They need a good window, or they need a light setup. They need to have a drop in temperature at night. Some people tell me they leave their thermostat fixed at a certain temperature. Things can be arranged, so if you put a plant on a windowsill, you can get a lower temperature by closing a drapery behind the plant at night, and the cold window will drop the temperature. So there are ways of getting around all of these things. And you talk to an orchid grower, they can help you with this.
Speaking of talking with orchid growers, we're talking with Bill Porter of Porter's Orchids outside Grand Ledge. Is growing orchids an expensive pastime to take up?
I don't think so. There are no vet bills. you rarely get hurt by an orchid. No, they're fun, they're easy, and they're quite rewarding because the blooms last anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks for most. And, of course, the phalaenopsis, they last about 3 months, 3 to 6 months.
One thing about orchids that strikes me is how beautiful they tend to be, that they lend themselves to those who also have a hobby of photography, that photography is a big part of the attraction. Would you say that's true?
I think there are a lot of people that love to take pictures of orchids. We see them with their fancy cameras and their cell phones. They're at all shows, and there's a special time at the Lansing Orchid Show for photographers where they can set their tripods up and not be hassled by someone who also wants to see the display.
You've mentioned the Orchid Show. I'll go over the details. The Greater Lansing Orchid Society annual show and sale is Saturday and Sunday, February 28th and March 1st. It's at the MSU Plant and Soil Sciences Conservatory on Bogue Street, just south of Wilson Road. Saturday hours are noon to 5, and Sunday hours are 11 to 4. Part of what's going on Saturday is judging of orchids. What sorts of things would someone who judges orchids look for?
Well, we look for, there are two kinds of judging. One is the ribbon judging, and we look for the best in the show, in one of many classes. There can be 7, 8, 9, 10 entries in a class, and the judges will give first, second, and third if they deem that it's warranted. The commercial growers compete with the amateurs, which gives the amateurs a leg up because the amateurs can see their plants every day. There's no way I can get around to see my plants every day, so. The amateurs think the growers have an advantage. I think the amateurs have an advantage. So after the ribbon judging, then the AOS judging starts. And that is a judging comparing the plants in the show that are nominated to a historical bank of data of previous awards for that particular Grex. So it's only competing against its own Grex kind and not in a general White Cattleya group, you might say. So those awards are given by the American Orchid Society. They cost, I think, $30, $35. And then it's put on their website and will be there for as long as websites are.
Do you compete? Do you judge?
I do both. I do ribbon judging mostly because the AOS judging usually happens while I should be selling. So I go to sell when it's time to do that.
How competitive does this get?
Well, in Japan, they give a lot of money for their top prizes. We give doodads, sometimes a restaurant card for $25 or a piece of etched glass. And so it's we have our own competition between us, and we sort of understand how many trophies we got and how many trophies we didn't get. So, yeah, it's competitive, but it's friendly. And we see these, the growers see everybody at all these shows. So we have to maintain a pretty friendly atmosphere. And we help each other. Somebody has trouble growing something, there's somebody in our group that can help them figure it out. And if we have a customer who has a problem with a certain plant, we know who is best to talk to. So there's a lot of resources at a show. We just, unfortunately, we don't have as much time to talk to them as if they came to the greenhouse, but we can find help for them.
We've mentioned how beautiful orchids tend to be. Are they also known for their aroma?
Some are, and orchids are very efficient. And if the pollinator is attracted by scent, that orchid will have scent during the time the pollinator would be about. For instance, a night-flying moth that's attracted by scent, a good example would be Brassavola nodosa. That's a little white plant, so it's easily visible at night, and it's fragrant at night, but not in the daytime.
We're talking with Bill Porter of Porter's Orchids about orchids. The Greater Lansing Orchid Society annual show and sale is Saturday and Sunday. We've been standing here in your beautiful greenhouse and haven't really looked at any specific orchids, so why don't you show me some of your prized orchids?
Well, this is a Laturier dendrobium. It's an evergreen. And this one is André Millar. André Millar was the first lady of orchids in Australia, where this comes from. It's got yellow segments. The lip is dark brown with some striping. And we didn't talk about what makes a flower an orchid, but you can see here that there are six segments. There are three sepals and three petals. One of the petals has been changed into a lip, and that has to do with the pollination and how the plant reproduces itself.
Beautiful.
This is a Cymbidium Volcano Queen, which took the best of show in Lansing last year. And we have about the same number, or maybe another inflorescence or so. And we'll see what happens this year. But this is a beautiful plant with lots of, what color would you call that, Scott? Sort of
it's a
mauve pink?
Pinkish color, yes.
Yeah, with a yellow centrally in the lip and darker on the exterior, the distal portion of the lip.
Well, Bill Porter, I want to thank you for showing me around Porter's Orchids today. The Greater Lansing Orchid Society annual show and sale is Saturday and Sunday, the 28th of February and March 1st at the MSU Plant and Soil Sciences Conservatory on Bogue Street on the MSU campus. Bill Porter, thank you.
You're welcome, Scott. I've enjoyed talking to you and telling you a little about orchids.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.